Finally tonight, teacher-driven success stories in the classroom. That's the focus of tonight's edition of the PBS program Need to Know. This excerpt tells the story of an academic transformation that began with a gym teacher. The correspondent is John Meacham.
Clear it. Ice is drink. Start.
At Naperville Central, a public high school of nearly 3,000 students, educators believe exercise will not only get kids fit, but will improve learning and academic performance. And they're putting that idea into practice for a group of students who struggle in reading and in math. At 7:45 a.m., these freshmen and sophomores start the day in the gym.
Get your heart rate up.
The key is to get their heart rates up right before their most difficult classes.
Right now, I'm riding the bike to get at least 20 minutes in the zone.
The whole goal was to get them at 145 to 185 beats per minute for their heart rate.
Once Nedlene Alness has hit her target heart rate zone, she heads to a class to improve reading comprehension.
Here's an example of a text-to-world connection. And this is what you'll be doing in your journals.
Cross-reducing is the easiest.
Then comes pre-algebra.
Let's look at number 21. You cross-reduce with the 9.
I like gym in the morning, how it like, refreshes me. Like, I don't doze off a lot. So I like, focus more onto the teacher, more on the lessons, more on everything.
Hello?
Paul Zentarski is the brains behind the program. He was the physical education coordinator here for 26 years. He says some teachers were skeptical when he first came up with the idea.
They were afraid that the kids would be so hyped up coming out of PE going into the next class that they wouldn't be able to teach them well. So yeah, skeptical? Absolutely. They thought we were weird.
But in the 6 years since the program began, the results speak for themselves. On average, kids who signed up for physical education directly before reading comprehension read half a year ahead of those who opted out of the exercise program.
Point one.
And in math, the improvements were even more dramatic. Students with the benefit of PE before pre-algebra consistently did better, improving 2 to 4 times more than their peers on standardized tests. It's something that Zentarski thinks other educators need to know about.
People are dropping PE because test scores are failing. That's not the approach. That's the exact opposite of what you need to do to be successful.
And he's not just talking about that group of students. When it comes to academics, the District of Naperville is one of the best in the state. Zentarski believes one of the key reasons is that all kids here take a fitness-based PE program. And now he's trying to spread that idea to other schools.
Need to Know airs tonight on most PBS stations.